Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. And the comments about Christmas movies are still coming in. Scrooged with Bill Murray. Very 80s, but a classic. Let's see. Somebody mentioned the Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey. I have to admit, I am completely ignorant of that one. And I think of myself as fairly educated. And there's a lot of these movies that I don't know. Charlie Brown Christmas, especially when Linus tells Charlie Brown what Chris is all about. Absolutely couldn't agree more. Christmas in Connecticut, another shout out to that one. It's been a while since I saw that one, but I remember when I watched it. It's one of those old black and white. It was very funny. Definitely worth the watch. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. I don't know what that is. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Laurel and Hardy, Babes in Toyland. I know that. That is old. I do know what that is. White Christmas is the best. I don't know about that. It's whenever there's good parts, but it's also like there's too much. Anyway. All right, Christmas Vacation, Elf, Home Alone, yeah. Anyway, it's sad that there isn't a more recent movie worthy of mention. In fact, I can't think of any movie in the last decade worthy of mention. Well, that was the point of, I think I mentioned earlier, the posts that were going all over social media about trying to think up a movie that really is worthwhile, a Christmas classic that's come out in recent years. There's one on, I'm trying to remember which streaming site. Maybe it's called Klaus or something that was interesting, but I don't think it would be worthy. It wouldn't be on the same list as these. But anyway, so lots of opinions about the Christmas movies. Somebody mentioned Christmas Chronicles. I think that's somewhat newer. I don't think that would be, well, I don't know. I don't think it should be up there, and I don't think it's a classic. But, you know, we all got our opinions, and you're entitled to your own. Well, I mentioned before the break that Bernie Sanders waded into this housing crisis issue. Now, we just heard from, I think it was Pete Saint-Onge, however you say his name. He had done a breakdown of the fact that rental prices in housing have dropped 15%, the largest percentage drop in a very long time, which is great news, especially for young people looking to rent or buy. He also pointed out that now we have crossed over the threshold to where 50% of 18 to 29-year-olds are now living at home. They've moved back home. Now, like I said, I 18, 19, 20, you know, in college, maybe even while you're working on other degrees, I get it. It kind of makes sense. But I also have to admit that number shocked me. 26, 27, 28, 29 seems that is a – to quote another old movie, that's a full-grown man. You know, I feel like at that point you should be charging your children rent. But anyway, so the housing is actually, at least rentals, looking good. Why? Because they have deported almost 2 million people. And as they deport more, guess what? The affordability and the availability of housing will fix itself. So Bernie Sanders posting, this is yesterday. Bernie Sanders took to Twitter to comment on this major housing crisis, and he had this to say. We have a major housing crisis. In 1991, the typical first-time home buyer was 28 years old. This year, that buyer was 40. Decent housing is a human right. Instead of tax breaks for billionaires, we need to invest in low-income and affordable housing. That was Bernie Sanders live. He was just in the studio. Bernie Sanders posted this on social media. A major housing crisis. Decent housing is a human right. And he points out, in 1991, first-time homebuyers 28. Now it's 40. This is just terrible. Instead of tax breaks for billionaires, we need to invest in low-income and affordable housing. Well, the internet, of course, being unmatched, has completely ratioed him. If you don't know what that means, for those of you that that aren't chronically online, it means you post something, and then somebody else either comments or reposts it or tweets, and they get way more traction, engagement, support, comments, likes than you did on your comment. It's particular stinging when you're, you know, a major public figure who has run for president of the United States, Senator Bernie Sanders. And he posts that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And the responses are so funny. He's wringing his hands and crying about this major housing crisis, how they got to do something about it. And some commenters pointed out, what is this we? You have three houses. Because he says, we have a major housing crisis. Another person said, which of your three mansions did you tweet this from? You have three houses, bro. How many people are you housing? I believe it's just him and his wife in those three very nice houses. You used to say, instead of tax breaks for millionaires, until 2016. Huh, what happened? Weird. Now it's changed to billionaires. Another one. You do know that investing in low income and affordable housing is a direct transfer to billionaires and landlords, right? Which that one alone, I think Bernie got 4,000 likes on his post. And that one pointing out that what his solution, spending more tax money and investing in low-income affordable housing, redistributing the wealth and socializing more housing, letting government planning and government entanglements in an entire industry, that's his answer, that is actually the very thing that has caused a lot of these issues in the housing markets and making houses unaffordable. And it is, in fact, a direct transfer of wealth, a state-controlled one. So, oh, thank you. Thank you, person. You know, somebody posted nice Bernie impersonation. So, you know, well, I'll be here, well, at least for the next 3 hours. Maybe I'll bring Bernie back. Yeah, well, Bernie, I always love a Bernie takedown. It's everyone is deserved. Another person who's somebody that I like to follow on Twitter. I actually don't know how to pronounce his name, Cernovich or something like that. Anyway, nice guy. I actually met him at Trump's what was that? It was pre-inauguration. His victory party on the watch night. And he's a social media influencer, Twitter guy, very involved, engaged, very conservative. He retweeted and once again ratioed poor Mr. Sanders. And he said, Bernie inherited a world where it was attainable to have a main house and even a summer house. Then he imported the third world and destroyed wages. Now he is a multimillionaire with multiple properties while everyone else struggles. And all he does is tweet and complain about it. So hopefully the housing crisis will get under control. I think as long as the Trump administration keeps implementing common sense policies like deporting people that are here illegally. And I don't know if you heard that CBS News clip that we played earlier. The Trump administration, in a shocking turn of events, actually considers people who have crossed the border illegally to be criminals. Yes, shocking. Really, truly worthy of coverage in the news. As long as they do that, it should work itself out. And once again, I did not tell you the answer to our Christmas trivia of what battle it is. So you will find out which revolutionary battle, turning point of the war, some may argue, happened on Christmas when we come back. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.